Earlier this afternoon, I spoke to Feature Story news reporter Mary Trini Mina in Venezuela's capital, Caracas. Thank you so much for joining us. We are speaking a few hours before our show airs. It's been an extraordinary day in Venezuela today. What has it been like on the ground?
Well, Venezuelans woke up hearing loud sounds rumbling across the city. It was complex situations from early hours. It began at 1:50 local time. It lasted for about 45 minutes. I personally heard planes, airplanes, and these detonations that kept happening for about 45 minutes. It was a difficult situation, very complex, with a lack of information coming from the government of Nicolas Maduro. Later on, they released a statement saying that this was an aggression perpetrated by the U.S., and according to the Venezuelan government, the sole purpose of this kinetic strike it was to gain control of Venezuelan oil resources. This ended up with the extraction of the leader of Venezuela, Nicolas Maduro, and also his wife, Celia Flores. Here in Caracas, there's been moments of quiet. Most people have decided to remain at home, considering the event, today's events. And also, some people have decided to go to the streets, mostly the supporters of Nicolas Maduro. We need to remember that the Maduro government were bracing for a situation like this for many months now. And the former leader of Venezuela, Nicolas Maduro, told his supporters that in case he was not present, the people should go out to the streets. Well, we are witnessing like small gatherings in Caracas mostly, and the majority of Venezuelans remain at home waiting what is going to happen in the coming hours.
We have about 45 seconds left. President Trump today said that the U.S. is going to be running Venezuela. Is there any evidence on the ground that the United States is now in charge?
No, there is no evidence so far. The Venezuelan Vice President Delcy Rodriguez appeared on television saying that she is running the country, that they are not happy with, of course, what happened, and they will not surrender. And they are calling this a kidnapping of the one and only legitimate president of Venezuela, that they will continue running the country. She appeared on television surrounded by members of the military forces and the main heads of the Maduro government, all loyals to Nicolas Maduro.
Mary Trini Mina with FSN. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.